Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 66, numéro 66. Today's episode is part 2 of our lesson on sports in French. If you haven't listened to part 1 yet, then head over to episode number 65 first. Alright, so in this lesson, you'll learn 15 sports in French, but I also have a chat with you about conjugation, because in French, there are two verbs that we can use to describe the sports we play or do. We can use the verb faire, which means to do or to make. And by the way, I have a full lesson on the verb faire in episode number 24. But you can also use the verb jouer, which means to play. Now, I haven't talked about the verb jouer in the podcast yet, but that's all good. I'll write the conjugation of that verb, plus I'll link the audio inside the transcript for those who want to learn that verb now. So anyway, I'll share with you a few tips to know which verb to use when you talk about the sports you practice. If you are new to the podcast, then before you get started on the lesson, make sure you have your lesson's cheat sheet in front of you so you can have a look at the words while hearing them. Then after the lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lesson's exercises, and it's free. Okay, cool. So now let's get started. Here's our 15 sports in French. Please repeat after me. Répétez après moi. Le badminton. Le badminton. This one's pretty easy. Badminton. La randonnée. Hiking. La randonnée. L'athlétisme. Athletics. L'athlétisme. Le karaté. Karaté. Le karaté. Le hockey. Hockey. Le hockey. Le volley. Volleyball. Le volley. La voile. Sailing. La voile. Le patinage. Ice skating. Le patinage. Le tir à l'arc. Archery. Le tir à l'arc. Le tir à l'arc. L'escrime. Fencing. L'escrime. La plongée. Diving. La plongée. L'aviron. Rowing. L'aviron. Le surf. Surfing. Le surf. L'escalade. Climbing. L'escalade. And last one, le baseball. Baseball. Le baseball. All right, so there we have them, our 15 sports in French. Now let's talk about verbs. As I briefly explained earlier in the episode, to tell what sport you practice, you can use the verb faire, to do or to make, or the verb jouer, which means to play. So, should you use the verb faire or jouer? As a general rule, you can use the verb jouer with sports using a ball. And for sports without a ball, you can use the verb faire. I'll give you some examples in a minute. Now, in modern French, French speakers, I included, will also use faire instead of jouer. For example, instead of saying je joue au foot, I play football, je joue au foot, I can also say je fais du foot. Je fais du foot. Both are correct and mean the same thing. I play football. But what's very important to note here is that it's not the same with the verb jouer. It is not interchangeable. When talking about sports, you cannot use jouer with every single sport. Usually, it's only for sports with a ball. Otherwise, that's incorrect. Now, let's see an example that will make a little bit more sense. Let's just take le badminton. Le badminton. You can say, je joue au badminton. I play badminton. Je joue au badminton. But you can also say, je fais du badminton. Je fais du badminton. It means the same thing. Now let's take another sport. Le patinage. Ice skating. Le patinage. You can say, je fais du patinage. Je fais du patinage. But you cannot say, je joue au patinage. That one is incorrect. Okay, let's take another sport. La voile. La voile. You can say, je fais de la voile. Je fais de la voile. But you cannot say, je joue à la voile. This one is incorrect. Alright, so just to recap, the verb faire can be used with pretty much any sport, but the verb jouer can only be used with sports using a ball. Alright, so with that being said, that is now the end of today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, then I'd really appreciate a quick rating and review on Apple Podcasts. À la semaine prochaine, see you next week, merci beaucoup et à bientôt.
Hey, it's me again. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with French pronunciation, I am excited to announce my new and free beginner's audio guide. It's called 5-Step Roadmap to a Faultless French Pronunciation. It's really designed to simplify your French pronunciation journey and to make it less overwhelming for you. So if you are a beginner starting or restarting to learn French and you want to improve your French pronunciation, then this audio guide is perfect for you. And obviously, you also get a transcript with the audio guide so you can follow along while you listen. So click the link inside your podcast notes to access your audio guide. It is free. À bientôt. Bye.